Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather for worship this morning. We are celebrating this morning the Lutheran Women in Missions, or Lutheran Women's Missionary League. And we are so thankful for the work that they do on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so there are wonderful events during the service that are taking place because of the Lutheran mission, the LWML. And so we have a few hymns that we're singing because of the LWML, and I believe we're also having some fellowship opportunities following our worship service. So we also this day are looking to continue to be in God's Word, and there's been study beforehand. So, Pastor File, once again, you had class? Better this week than last, so wonderful. Hopefully those 12 that were present last week, you didn't lose anyone. Oh, good, you're getting a few more. Now, do we tell them about the test that comes at the end of it or not?
That comes at the end of time.
That comes at the end of time. All right, well, even better. No fear, no tests ahead. You just get to come and take in the wonderful message from God's Word as how you and I can be those that speak God's name boldly. And so, yes, that continues to go on before church at 9 a.m. Sunday school hour is also at 9 a.m. And so we have those opportunities on Sundays to be in God's Word, in addition to our worship service now. Midweek, there is a study in the book of Romans on Wednesdays at 10 a.m., and on Thursdays, there is the Love Rules study that is going on at 1:30 on Thursday afternoon. This week we do have a meeting of the council, and there are a couple other things that continue to be planned. The November 1st will be the church cleanup that the trustees have been ordering, and so we look forward to all these activities. And today, we are following Divine Service, setting 1 on page 151. Our opening hymn is numbered 837, and during this opening hymn, the LWML is looking to have you help them in collecting mites for their mission grants that they are helping support here in the North Wisconsin District, and also the grants that our LWML naturally is involved with. And so during our opening hymn, those mites will be collected. stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Heavenly Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have not done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name.
Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We speak responsively the introit. Righteous are you, O Lord.
And right are your just decrees.
Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love.
And teach me your statutes.
Blessed are those whose way is blameless.
Who walk in the law of the Lord.
Blessed are those who keep his testimonies.
Who seek him with their whole heart.
Oh, that my ways may be steadfast. Then I shall not be put to shame.
And my eyes fixed on all your commandments. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Righteous are you, O Lord.
And right are your just decrees.
Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love.
And teach me your statutes.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious God.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you.
See you. Let us pray. Lord, we implore you, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the devil and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading this morning is from Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 through 14. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please join me in reading the gradual?
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts.
The epistle reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
Please stand as we continue with the Alleluia verse. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away and said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told the parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place.
But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children at present may come forward for a children's message at this time.
Good morning.
I am so glad to see you here this morning, and it's good to be in God's house, right? It's good to come here to hear about how much Jesus loves us, and then we get to go home, right? So do you have any plans for today? You do, huh?
Skip cleaning.
Maybe skipping cleaning. We'll see how your parents approach that one. How about you guys? You got any plans today outside of church? Ooh, going to grandma's house. That's a nice thing to do also. Yeah, we come to church, we hear about Jesus, and then there's things that we do outside of church, right? And well, there are things that people in this church are doing outside of the church. And there are some organizations that are from church people like RLWML. They're called the Lutheran because, well, that's the church body we're part of, right? We're Lutherans in this church. And then it says women. Okay, so that's the Lutheran women. And then it says there's a missionary league or Lutheran Women in Mission. So they have a mission, these Lutheran women. What do you think that mission is? What do you think these Lutheran women are about? What do you think?
Telling others about Jesus.
They are about doing things that help tell other people about Jesus. Do you see the Lutheran women doing a lot to tell others about Jesus in our church right now? It's not that they don't work in the church. These Lutheran women that make up our Lutheran Women in Mission, they are the women in this congregation, and so there are things that they do here, but a lot of their mission work that they do is outside the church, after our church services, when they go out, and they are looking for ways that they can do things that help tell people about Jesus. And so they find projects that they can help support. They find that there are needs in the communities that they live in, and they say, you know what, let's get together and we can do something about this need. Some of these Lutheran women, you know, they've seen the needs that there is with people getting enough food. Sometimes there's Lutheran women and their mission is to make sure people have and the clothing that they need. Sometimes they are trying to do things that help people have places to live. And so, yeah, these Lutheran women, they join together and they try to see how they can make a difference, yes, in our community, but not in just the congregation, but in the community and in our state, and even projects around the world they help to support. So there's a lot of things that you can also do when you leave worship, and when you're going home, there are other things to do outside the church, aren't there?
Yeah, because in the church, we especially want to hear about Jesus and learn about the love that God has for us, but then we go out and we show people that love that we know, and we show that by loving them and seeking to help them. So we're glad that we have a Lutheran Women's Missionary League here at this church and that it exists to show God's love. So I invite you to say an echo prayer with me this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the LWML and all organizations that boldly proclaim the gospel. We know how precious the good news is. That leads to life everlasting. Help me be like the women in the LWML. And share my Savior Jesus. Through my words and my deeds.
Through my words and my deeds.
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up this morning, boys and girls. And I do have some treats that you could take back with you to your seats at this time. And our congregation is going to continue by singing our hymn of the day, which, if you're looking in the hymnal, comes under the witness and mission category. We are called to stand together. and our Lord and Savior. Amen. Today's sermon is based upon our text from Luke chapter 14. I've got a question for you this morning. Have any of you experienced opening a door, walking through it, and feeling as though every face and all the eyes have turned and are focusing on you? If you haven't personally experienced that, then I'm sure it's been portrayed in maybe a novel or movie or television show that you've seen, especially some of those older shows about a village where everybody in the village is gathered in and all of a sudden the door opens up and here's this traveler, right? Who is it? What are they doing here? What do they want? Are they one of us, or are they somebody else? There's questions that get asked at that point in time. And well, that scenario, it seems it's been going on for hundreds and even thousands of years, where somebody enters in and then they draw all eyes upon themselves. And people start to wonder and make some conclusions, maybe even some judgments about that individual based on what they're dressed, how they speak, and so on. Yes, we see it with Jesus. We hear that it's occurred on a Sabbath day. He's gone to dine at the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees. And they're all watching Jesus closely and carefully to see what he does. They're listening to what he says. The Pharisees, as much as they would like to appreciate Jesus, there are things about him that they don't appreciate. The Pharisees are those that determine that you need to do everything strictly according to the rule, according to the law. And if you don't, well, that's not a good thing. And especially when it comes to the laws that they're upholding, the laws that they believe are the religious laws that people need to live by. And Jesus does not keep their laws in the manner that they would want him to. And so they're looking for reasons to declare that he is not to be followed, that he is not to be trusted. They're looking to undermine him, looking for ways to dismiss him in the minds of the people. And yes, they are judging Jesus and whether he is doing the right thing or not. And yes, it's something that we can see even happening in our time, in our day, and in our culture. And there are reasons that it should indeed be done. Beliefs that are good should be upheld. Beliefs that are not good should certainly be challenged in order to be torn down. And there are people that do that today, speakers in the church. They go into the world and they take on some of the world's views head on in order to show them why they are wrong. But in the meantime, they do so that they might point people back to Jesus, to the way that God would have you live in this world. For not every opinion and belief is a valid opinion or belief to hold. There are those that are superior. And so Jesus, he is being, you could say, judged by the Pharisees. What's he going to do? It's a Sabbath day, a day of rest, a day when you should not be working. And yet in their midst is a man who suffers from dropsy. He's suffering, he's there. They know Jesus to be a miracle worker, a healer. What's he going to do on this day of rest when we are not to work? For in their opinion, working included healing. So would Jesus heal this man on the Sabbath day and break the Sabbath? Or would he heal, or would he not heal him and keep the Sabbath as they understood it to be? Jesus knows the scenario that he's entered into. He knows quite well the mind of these men, and he responds by asking them the question that's at the heart of the matter. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? Is it lawful to heal? Well, and like most individuals who are looking to test you, they don't want to give away too much about how they're grading you. They remain silent. They're not going to say one way or the other. And so they just want to see what Jesus does. He takes the man, he heals him, and he sends him on the way. And then to those that are looking to pass judgment on him and what he is doing, he poses another question. So which of you, having a son or an ox that's fallen into a well on the Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out? And they could not answer, reply to these things. Which of you, if you have your son that's in the well that you see needs rescuing, and you're able to rescue them, you're just going to leave him there because it's the Sabbath day? Is that really what you're going to do? Do you believe that God, seeing a son of his needing rescue from those things that are oppressing him, is going to say, nope, wrong day of the week, come back tomorrow? Certainly not. Our commandments, they would forbid us from hurting our neighbors, for you shall not murder. That's what we are not to do. But what are we to do then for our neighbor? Luther says in the Small Catechism, what does this mean? You shall not murder. We should fear and love God so that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help him in every physical need. We are called to help our neighbor. It's not just preventing us from harming, but also calling us to do good to our neighbors. And that's the law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. The first three commandments that these Pharisees know so well. And yet the other commandments are summed up, love your neighbor as yourself. Rescue him when he is in need. When they are found to be in a pit, whether it's a physical pit or whether it's a pit of thought, God would seek that we would help rescue our neighbors. And when Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees, it is a father and son relationship, a parent and child. Which of you, having a son or of an oxen, how does God see you? How does God see me? We are his sons and daughters. We are his creation that he values. We are the creation that he seeks to rescue from this fallen world. In holy baptism at the font, you and I have been washed by water that is connected to the words of God's holy and precious name. And in that act, you have been rescued from sin. You have been rescued from death. You've been rescued from the devil. To you is given life, healing, and wellness. You have been restored to your heavenly Father. And that is what we are called to proclaim, that God seeks to rescue his children who are trapped in this fallen world of sin, so that we would know salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we would look to him, to depend on him, to call on him, and to give him thanks and praise. For he is the God who loves you. He is the God who sent Jesus to rescue you from all sins in this world. The ways of this world, they may seem to be right. It may have the appearance of holiness, keeping the Sabbath by not working, including healing. Well, it's the appearance it may give. And yet, the truth is that God wants us to be his children who show the same mercy to others that he has shown to us, to show the love that we know through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to show that love to others so that they too would be children rescued by our Heavenly Father. When you find yourself in a situation where all eyes are upon you, let those eyes not rest upon you, but turn those eyes to the Savior that you know, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let them see in him their salvation, that he has rescued the children of God from sin, death, and the devil. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to stand at this time as we confess the Apostles' Creed, a creed that states the belief that we have in the God who rescues us, his children. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Father, grant to us a humble faith and joy in your mercy that has raised up the poor and understanding and given us a place at your table. Bestow on us your Spirit, that we would be brought to repentance and kept from thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Lord, preserve and give success to the preaching of your holy word through pastors, missionaries, church workers, and the priesthood of all believers. Send forth your Son's gracious invitation to repent and believe, and cause it to be received with joyful faith. We especially ask your blessings upon the Lutheran Women's Missionary League as they go forth to share the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, grant that we as your children in baptism would fulfill our calling to love you above all and love our neighbors as ourselves. Give us grace in our vocation as husbands, wives, parents, and children. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, look in kindness upon those who have been humbled by the troubles of this life, especially Tracy, Colleen, Shirley, Carol, Margaret, and Marlene. Lift them up in healing and renew their strength to serve you in what you have called them to do. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, author of all concord, you will that your people be one. Knit together your holy church that according to their vocations, they may join in humble service to the world and jubilant praise of you, the only God. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that through the Holy Word, you have called us to your great supper. Enliven our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may not hear your word without fruit, but prepare ourselves rightly for your kingdom and not allow ourselves to be hindered by any worldly cares through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite the congregation to be seated as our ushers come forward to gather the tithes and offerings this morning. I invite you to please stand.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I shall offer the sacrifice of
Trusting our Heavenly Father, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
I invite you to be seated as we sing one of the LWML mission songs, Serve the Lord with Gladness.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. If you have no church home, we invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. If you are unable to attend our worship service in person, we invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well as past services at Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls, Wisconsin, YouTube page. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for this ministry, please do so on our Facebook page.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hospitals in Israel are preparing to treat hostages that have been held by Hamas for more than 2 years ahead of their expected release. Vice President J.D. Vance tells ABC's This Week.
You don't know until you see these people alive, but thank God we expect to see them alive here in the next 24 hours, probably early tomorrow morning, U.S. time, which will be later in the day, of course, in Israel.
President Trump is traveling to Israel today. He's expected to meet with hostage families tomorrow and address the Israeli parliament. Meanwhile, as the ceasefire continues, officials in Gaza say that more than 500,000 people have returned since it took effect. Authorities in South Carolina say 4 people were killed, at least 20 were hurt in a shooting at a bar on St. Helena Island. 4 of the injured are in critical condition. There's no word on any suspects. In the Northeast, bracing for a major storm, strong winds, heavy rains possible. New Jersey's declared a state of emergency amid fears of coastal flooding. This is ABC News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 last night to advance to the National League Championship Series. Things got started for the crew in the bottom of the first with William Contreras at the plate, coverage on TBS.
And he pulls this one deep to left center, way back, and gone! The Brewers strike first in Game 5.
Solo home runs later from Andrew Vaughn and Bryce Turang. Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, awarded the win. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that Miz was gassed. I would have loved to keep him in. You know, we told him to empty the tank in that last inning. He was magnificent. He's had some bumps in the road here during his first year for him to come back again in this same series and pitch so well.
So the Brewers host the Dodgers here tomorrow night. First pitch 7:08 for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today. There could be a stray shower and the wind picks up. Highs in the mid-60s. Occasional showers tonight. A cloudy sky, breezy, low upper 40s. On Monday, sunshine returns. Highs in the low 60s. Currently 51 degrees.
From Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and Grassicana music. And now here's your host, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with, of course, the very best in bluegrass. Coming up in this hour, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run. Throwdown Thursday, David Parmley, Grass Time, East Nash Grass, and so many more, as always, brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, where you'll find all the breaking news in bluegrass and, well, just about everything you need to know. We're going to get to it right now with a little help from Billy Strings, this from his newest release, one called In the Clear.
But it's spinning like a wheel. You could take that many different ways. I've had days as black as night, time and nights that lasted years. I spent 1,000 hours on my knees. Broke down and started praying, but I was pleading with the wind just to never feel the difference in the breeze. They say heaven knows the road is slow. Lord, how the hell would heaven know? Just where am I supposed to go from here? How much longer now before I'm in the clear? Find a place to stay. Cause the lightning in the distance and the thunderheads roll by, and the morning seems to hurry far away. When the fog lifts off the valley where the half moon hides a halo beneath the veil of silver linen haze, maybe then I'll journey onward with the darkness in my eyes while I'm holding on to
just where am I supposed to go from here? How much longer now before I'm in the clear? Heaven knows the road is slow. Lord, how the hell would heaven know just where am I supposed to go from here? How much longer now before I'm in the clear?
Slipped up on a cabin, arrows covered in their blood. Scattered and in ruins, lay broken on the ground. What they needed for survival as night was coming. Waters hush their footsteps as they pray tonight.